only about a dozen people who participated in the riot on January 6th or played a role in it had their sentences commuted rather than pardoned, which means their convictions remain essentially on the books. They were, however, released from prison. But these are, again, you noted the word ringleaders is right. These are people who were considered organizers, drivers of what happened, and received lengthy prison sentences, in some cases, you know, more than 15 years. They were already released from prison as a result of the commutations, but now, in a sort of more, mostly symbolic move, but really a big one, is the Justice Department says, we're not even going to defend these convictions anymore. We are going to erase them. We want to erase them and just say we no longer want to even challenge or resist their challenges to these convictions.
What is the Justice Department's legal justification for asking the appeals court to drop those cases that have already resulted in convictions? Mm-hmm.
I mean, essentially, it's that Donald Trump has commuted their sentences, and that was a statement from the president who oversees the Justice Department that he, you know, takes a different view of these cases, to put it mildly. And so they're essentially aligning the Justice Department's position with the president's here.
Do we think that this is going to happen?
I do. I think at this point, once the Justice Department decides that they're done with a particular case, they're the only federal prosecuting entity in the country. And so the courts will presumably follow suit and say, OK, you don't want to push these cases anymore. We will, you know, check the box and they'll be gone.
You know, Kyle, in any other presidency or in any other time, this might be shocking or really surprising. But with the way the Trump administration has handled these cases so far, it really is just a continuation of a theme that we've been seeing over the past year or so.
It is. And I think, as we put in our story, this is the continuation of an effort to essentially erase January 6th from as many people's memories as possible, to try to push those stories under the rug a bit. And again, the reason this story stands out is because this was the heart of what happened that day. The people who brought hundreds of their allies to the Capitol and caused some of the most severe devastation that day, even if they didn't do it personally, the people they brought and organized did. And that's why this particularly stands out as a notable moment.